الحمد لله الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله، أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, peace be upon him, is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is none to guide aright. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم موظف القائلين: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. So I know you were expecting someone taller and more handsome to give the khutbah today. It's the fourth khutbah of the month. I usually go outside and Brother Yaseen gives the khutbah, the first khutbah, but he has not been feeling well. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him shifa, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you sabr, one more jummah inshallah. So اليوم إن شاء الله نتكلم عن العبادة الاستراتيجية. تمام، يعني ايه عبادة استراتيجية؟ بمعنى انه الانسان يحصل اكثر الثواب او ثواب عظيم باعمال بسيطة جدا، لانه كثير من الناس بيكون مشغول في الكسب او في الدراسة او العمل او كذا او السفر التجارة الى اخره، فلا يكون عنده الوقت انه هو يعمل افعال مثلا القيام او التهجد في الليل او العبادات او النوافل بالنهار او الى كذا الى اخره. ف الإنسان لما يعبد الله سبحانه وتعالى بشكل استراتيجي فيحصل على أكثر الثوابات أو الثواب بأعمال بسيطة في أوقات قليلة جدا. So today إن شاء الله in this short khutbah we have we'll talk about strategic ibadah. Strategic ibadah basically means that you get a lot of حسنات for little effort and short time. Because we know that most of us have to go to work, we're busy studying, traveling, doing business. So everyone needs to support their family and put food on the table and pay their bills and so on and so forth. And this is why there is strategic ibadah, when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned before, not this Ramadan, the one before, there is what we have, الأوقات الفاضلة والأماكن الفاضلة. We have special times and special places. I'm not going to dwell on the subject, but just to remind you, inshallah. And a small reminder before we begin, I know from what I heard, not from what I have seen, some sit in the back and they talk to their friends, they play with their phones. So please pay attention for just 10-15 minutes during the khutbah. Put your phone to the side and don't talk to your friend, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Or otherwise, you will lose the reward for your khutbah. So, الأوقات الفاضلة والأزمان الفاضلة. In Islam, we have special times and special places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala من حكمته هو يعلم قصر أعمارنا مقارنة بقوم سيدنا نوح أو بما قبله أو حتى ما بعده من الأنبياء. فكان منهم الإنسان يعيش 1500 سنة و 1000 سنة وكذا سيدنا شيث ابن آدم عليه السلام وسيدنا نوح إلى آخره. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يعلم قصر أعمالنا، فلذلك هو يعطينا الثواب على الأعمال البسيطة في الأوقات البسيطة. مثلا إنسان لما يتعبد في ليلة القدر، هي ساعة بيصلي التراويح مع الإمام والعشاء ويدعو شوية ويتصدق إلى آخره، يأخذ ثواب 83 سنة عبادة. ليلة القدر خير من 1000 شهر. So الله سبحانه وتعالى out of his حكمة he knows that our lives our life expectancy is probably the shortest among the أمم. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith. So he said that the a'mar of my ummah, the life expectancy of my ummah is around 60 to 70, give or take. But when you look at someone like Sayyidina Adam and Shif and some other prophets, they and their people, they live hundreds of years. So in our case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his rahmah and grace, He would ask us to do certain ibadahs in certain times and places, and the reward is multiplied. And I gave the example of Laylatul Qadr. You just 1 hour, you pray Isha, Taraweeh, you make dua, you read Quran, you give zakah, you remember Allah, you give the reward, inshallah, for 83 years. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. And so on and so forth. The examples are so many. And we mentioned that out of the hikmah of the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, they would come to him and ask him about afdalul a'mal. What are the best deeds, the most hasanat generating among all the deeds that we do? And the deeds that are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would tell them, do this and this and this. وَهَذَا مِنْ حِكْمَتِهِمْ رُضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَكَانَ الصَّحَابَ رُضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ كَمَا ذَكَرْنَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أفضل الأعمال وأحب الأعمال إلى الله. ليه؟ لأنهم يطمعون في الثواب الكبير. فمثلا من الأوقات الفاضلة يوم عرفة، والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر إنه الأعمال ما من أيام العمل الصالح وحب إلى الله منها من هذه العشر، وأقسم الله بها والفجر وليال عشر. قالوا في التفسير والمقصود بها عشر ذي الحجة. فالعلماء قالوا إن عشر ذي الحجة اللي بدأت من يوم الخميس بالأمس إلى يوم الخميس أو إلى يوم العيد إن شاء الله، هذه العشرة أيام أحب إلى الله تعالى من العشر أيام الأخيرة في رمضان. وطبعا معروف أن العشر ليالي الأخيرة في رمضان هي أفضل من أي عشر ليالي أخرى في السنة. So the ulama say, based on a hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the understanding of the Sahaba, these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the 10 days, they are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any other days in the year because of Yawm Arafah. Just like the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the most beloved day nights to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of Laylatul Qadr. So these are special times, and there's much you can do, reading Quran, remembering Allah while you're driving your car, and so on and so forth. So make sure, inshallah, you do something during these times. You pray on time, you give sadaqah, zakah, qurbani, and so on and so forth. And fast the day of Arafah. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في صحيح مسلم صومي أو صوم يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة الماضية والسنة القابلة. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in this hadith, authentic in صحيح مسلم, I hope, I trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for just fasting on the day of Arafah, He will forgive all the sins committed in the last year and the coming year. And it is understood from other hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he's talking about minor sins. Because someone will say, well, I didn't pay rent to my landlord, forgiven. You know, I took money from someone I didn't give back, forgiven. No, this is not forgiven. What is forgiven is things that you do by mistakes or things that you do like small things. You see with your eyes, you hear with your ears, you say with your tongue. And because they are small, صغائر, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them by coming to Jum'ah and fasting in Ramadan and Salah and fasting on the day of Arafah. As-saghair, not al-kabair. So kabair require more effort. So make sure if you don't fast in the 10 days of the Hijjah or the 9 days of the Hijjah, because you can't fast on the day of Eid, you can do Mondays or Thursdays, or at least you do Yawm Arafah, inshallah, which will be Thursday this week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So Yawm Arafah is very important. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْأَوْقَاتِ الْفَاضِلَةِ من الأوقات الفضلة. The day of Arafah, make sure you fast on the day of Arafah bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So now we'll talk a little bit, we'll focus a little bit on the strategic acts of worship that we do that generate most hasanat. نتكلم في خلال عشر دقائق إن شاء الله عن بعض الأعمال البسيطة التي تحصل حسنات كثيرة جدا بالنسبة للإنسان. وهذا من الحكمة والتعقل في العبادات. So we will talk a little bit about strategic ibadah, some small ibadah that generate a lot of hasanat. For example, I'll give some examples based on what we see from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنه من قرأ وهذا في الصحيح البخاري وغيره من قرأ سورة الإخلاص مثلا فله ثواب ثلث القرآن. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if you don't have time and if you read Surah قل هو الله أحد, Surah 112 in the Quran, Surah قل هو الله أحد, one line in the Mus'haf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you one third, the reward of reading one third of the Quran. So reading this line in the Quran doesn't even take 10 seconds, and you get the reward of reading one third of the Quran. We're talking about millions of hasanat. And the ulama say The reason the Prophet ﷺ says this is because the ulama يعني Quran, tafsir wa ulum al-Quran, they say any ayah in the Quran can be classified under one of three topics or themes. So either it talks about your relationship with Allah, your relationship with the people, or what we call the doctrine or the law. So it talks about how you worship Allah, salah, hajj, or buying, selling, marriage, inheritance, divorce, and so on and so forth. So your relationship with Allah, the relationship with the people. This is number one. Or the ayah will fall under stories, al-qasas. Story of Musa alayhi salam, story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yusuf, and so on and so forth. Qasas. The third type is al-ghaybiyat. Things we believe in without seeing. So the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the weighing of the deeds, Jannah, Jahannam, Hisab, all these things, resurrection after death, after death. So these are the three topics of the Quran. And the ulama say, because Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad falls under number three, which is believing in Allah without seeing Him, al-ghayb, you get the reward of reading one third, because it's one of three topics in the Quran. So when you read Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, you get the reward of reading one third. And the ulama say, if you read it three times, which takes less than half a minute, hopefully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kareem, He will give you the reward of reading the whole Quran. So before you go to bed at night, if you don't have time for ibadah and so on and so forth, at least do your witr. But if you don't have a lot of time or you are tired, just read Qul Huwallahu Ahad three times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kareem, He will give you the reward for reading the whole thing. Another thing, which is al-thawab bi-niyyah. يعني ذكرنا قراءة سورة قل الله أحد ثلث القرآن كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الثواب الميسر العبادة الاستراتيجية الثواب بالنية. يعني مثلا أرى مثلا الناس يجمعوا أموال لموضوع معين لبناء مسجد أو إلى آخره، التبرع للفقراء إلى آخره، وأنا ليس عندي الأموال. أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه من نوى أن الله سبحانه وتعالى إذا رزقه المال سيتبرع فله الثواب وإن لم يتبرع، لأنه ليس عنده الأموال. The Prophet ﷺ says, if you see people collecting funds for whatever project, masjid, school, hospital, and you don't have the money, and you make the intention, Ya Allah, if you gave money, I would donate. But you don't donate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for your niyyah. You didn't pay anything, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the reward for your niyyah. So this is a good example. Also, جمع في النوايا. This is a big chapter in the books of fiqh. You can combine more than one niyyah, different ibadat, in one act, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for both. And say, for example, someone missed some days from Ramadan. I missed 5 days, or a sister misses 5 days because of this time in the month. So, I can go and fast like Tuesdays, I can fast Wednesdays or Sundays. Yeah, you will give the reward. But if you are fasting strategically, you will fast Mondays and Thursdays, or the 3 days of the month, al-ayyam al-bayd, you will get the reward for both. Mondays and Thursdays, like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sunnah fasting, and the reward for making up the days from Ramadan. So this is what we call strategic fasting. If you come to the masjid, some of the ulama say you can pray 5 salawat, 2 rak'ah, and with 5 niyas, and you get the reward of 5. One of them, for example, is the niyyah for wudu. When you pray 2 rak'ah, you can make wudu like Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu or Bilal radiallahu anhu. The niyyah for tahiyyat al-masjid, this is another one. And you can pray 2 rak'ah, for example, istikhara. For example, you can combine different nawait. And also the 2 rak'ah before dhuhr can be included as well. And so on and so forth. So the ulama, yani can say you can combine up to 5 prayers with 2 rak'ahs, 5 nawaya, you get the reward of 5, and so on and so forth. So the ulama say if you come to Salatul Fajr and they made Iqama, you don't have time to pray Tahiyyatul Masjid, you can include Tahiyyatul Masjid, the 2 rak'ah, with the fard, and you get the reward for both. So this is strategic praying, as the ulama say, and this is totally acceptable, you get the reward for both. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'la wa a'la. Now, if someone does not have the money to go for Hajj, of course they don't have to go, but can I get the reward even if I don't go? And if someone doesn't have the money to go, or they don't have the physical ability to go, there's a beautiful hadith في الترمذي يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى الفجر في جماعة ثم قعد يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس ثم صلى ركعتين اللي هما الضحى أو الإشراق فله أجر حجة وعمرة تامة تامة تامة. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in Tirmidhi, if you like to get the reward of Hajj and Umrah, you can't go. So he said the easiest way to get the reward of Hajj and Umrah without leaving your city or town, pray Fajr in Jama'ah, then sit and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until sunrise, and pray two rak'ah ishraq or duha, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for Hajj and Umrah, complete, and he said it three times. And some of the ulama say, this applies to the sisters who pray jama'ah at home because they cannot leave the kids and go to the masjid. If they pray at home and they sit and remember Allah until sunrise, pray two rak'ah ishraq or duha, they give the exact same reward, because this is the best they can do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it super easy for people to get more hasanat for little time. أيضا من العبادات الاستراتيجية وتكلمنا عنها كثيرا مسألة مساعدة الناس وجبر الخواطر. So the ulama talk all the time about جبر الخاطر. How can, yes, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you pray, you fast and so on and so forth, but one of the strategic ibadat that you can do and get more rewards is by serving people. حتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث في صحيح الجامع لأن أمشي مع أخي لي في حاجته خير من أن أعتكف شهرا في مسجدي هذا. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was aware of this fact and he said, if I help my brother or my sister by extension, if I help my brother with a need they have, يعني say for example someone wants to get married to a sister, they are good people, but this brother does not have a family, or this brother or sister, they are desperate, they are looking for a job, and they are qualified, and you know if you go with them and recommend them, يعني شفاعة, then they will get the job. If you go and do this, the Prophet ﷺ says, you will get more rewards than doing i'tikaf in my masjid in Medina for 1 month. So this is an authentic hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said it, and it's very clearly. And subhanAllah, when you look at the different ibadat in Islam, we care about other people, and this is part of our iman and part of our faith. يعني مثلا زكاة في رمضان في نهاية رمضان مطلوب من الإنسان أن يخرج زكاة الفطر حتى أنه يتأكد أن عباداته مقبولة الصيام والقيام إلى آخره. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your ibadah in Ramadan, the fasting and qiyam and so on and so forth, and to make up for any mistake or shortcoming in your ibadah, give zakat al-fitr. To who? To the poor. So giving to the poor and taking care of them will complete any shortcoming or defect or any mistake in your ibadah. Al-Adha, Eid al-Adha. Before, when you do Salat al-Eid al-Adha during the season, it is a requirement for Eid al-Adha to do qurbani. Who do you give some of the qurbani to? To the poor, and so on and so forth. If you swear, you make an oath, and you violate your oath, you break your word, what do you do? كفارت اليمين. كفارت اليمين. قلنا أنه في الفطر يخرج الإنسان زكاة الفطر للفقراء. وفي الأضحى يخرج الأضحية للفقراء. وعند كفارة اليمين الإنسان يخرجها للفقراء. رقم واحد أن يطعم 10 مساكين. فكفارته إطعام 10 مساكين كما في سورة المائدة. فإذا لم يستطع يصوم 3 أيام. كثير من الناس يصوم. الأصل هو يبدأ بالإطعام. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى ليس في حاجة إلى صيامك. ولذلك وبدأ بالإطعام. الفقير يحتاج. إذا لم تستطع خلاص صوم. تمام؟ So if someone breaks their oath, they break their word, then they need to feed 10 poor people. If you can't, then you fast 3 days. If you violate any of the rituals of Hajj, what do you do? Fidya. You feed the poor. If someone is not able to fast in Ramadan because they are very old, or someone is not able to fast, they are very sick, they have a chronic illness, they can't fast at all, فَيُطْعِمْ مِسْكِينًا عَنْ كُلْ يَمْ, to feed a poor person every day. So this is very common in ibadat. And when this man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he had a relationship with his wife in Ramadan. يعني وقع على امرأته في رمضان في البخاري وغيره. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث أطعم 60 مسكينا. Feed 60 poor people. So the ibadat and making up for the ibadat and so on and so forth have something to do with the poor and taking care of them. And this is why a lot of the ulama say, يعني الإنسان اللي حج مرة حجة الإسلام وراح حج خلاص سقط عنه الفرض احنا بنتكلم بقى دلوقتي عن الحج رقم 2 و3 و7 و10 كما يفعل بعض الناس وليس فيه شيء، لانه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني ذكر انه الحج الى الحج والعمره الى العمره تكفر. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said when you perform hajj another hajj this will يعني make up for the sins you committed, it will forgive your sins. But the ulama say strategic ibadah, yes you did your first hajj alhamdulillah, but before you do the second hajj or third and fifth or seventh, and I've seen some brothers, they did hajj 7 times, 10 times, 15, and I tell them, wallahi, you will get more hasanat if you donate the money for the second or fifth or seventh hajj to the orphans, or to sponsor a refugee family, or to help someone who is desperate to get married but they don't have money. You give them the money to get married, hopefully, wahtasibu ala Allah, I hope and I trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only give them the reward for a second or a fifth or a seventh hajj, He will give them more. Because they serve people and they serve humanity. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث في الصحاح أحب العباد إلى الله أنفعهم. The most beloved servant among people to Allah are those who are most beneficial to people. وأحب الأعمال إلى الله سرور تدخله على مسلم أو تكشف عنه كربة. And he said the most beloved deed to Allah is if you put a smile on someone's face, سُرُورًا تُدْخِلُوا عَلَى قَلْبِ مُسْلِمٍ أَوْ تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ كُرْبًا. You remove a difficulty from them. Someone is not able to get married, you help them get married. Someone has a debt, you help them. A student has a loan, student loan, you help them. And so on and so forth. Help a refugee, an orphan, a widow. Help them, give them food. Instead of going for hajj and spending $10,000, $15,000 for the second or fifth or seventh hajj, wallahi, back home, you can sponsor a family for 2, 3, 10 years with this money. So they don't have to beg people for food. يعني تكشف عنهم الكربة يعني تمنعهم من سؤال الناس وأن يذلوا أنفسهم يعني تحفظ ما وجوههم. This would be more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. سأل الله من فضله. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. So inshallah in the last one or two minutes of the life of this khutbah, a reminder inshallah to make sure to fast on the day of Arafah, which will be Thursday. The day of Eid bi'idhnillahi ta'ala will be Friday. So we'll have two salawat here in this masjid. The first one in Turkish would be at 8. The second one would be in Arabic and English, which will be at 10 inshallah. So everyone is welcome to join us bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. The takbirat for Eid began on Thursday from the day of Arafah and will continue for 5 days. So we talk about Thursday all the way to Monday until sunset. When you offer your qurbani, you can offer qurbani on 4 days. From Jum'ah, Sunday, Jum'ah, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So you have 4 days to offer your qurbani. Not the first day, you have 4 days, inshallah, to offer the qurbani. And make sure, inshallah, if you'd like to sponsor a qurbani, you can talk to the reception downstairs. It's $150. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best for our ibadat in this life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the reward according to the best of our intentions. Give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. To forgive our sins, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma fi al-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. Al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Wa salli Allahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa aqim as-salat.